Hachette Audio presents Kiss Me in Sweetwater Springs, written by Annie Raines, read by Katie Thompson and Nathan Agin.
Chapter 1. Lacey Shaw looked around the Sweetwater Springs library for the culprit of the noise, a shh waiting on the tip of her tongue. There were several people reading quietly at the tables along the wall. A few patrons were wandering the aisles of books. The high-pitched giggle broke through the silence again. Lacey stood and walked up from behind her counter, going in the direction of the sound. She wasn't a stickler for quiet, but the giggling had been going on for at least 10 minutes now, and a few of the college students studying in the far corner kept getting distracted and looking up. They'd come here to focus, and Lacey wanted them to keep coming. She stopped when she was standing at the end of one of the nonfiction aisles, where two little girls were seated on the floor, with a large book about animals in their lap. The shh finally tumbled off her lips. The sound made her feel even more like the stuffy librarian she tried not to be. The girls looked up, their little smiles wilting. Lacey stepped closer to see what was so funny about animals and saw a large picture of a donkey with the heading, Asses, at the top of the page. A small giggle tumbled off Lacey's lips as well. She quickly regained control of herself and offered a stern expression. Girls, we need to be quiet in the library. People come here to read and study. That's why we're here. Abigail Fields, the girl with long white blonde curls, said. They came in often with their nanny, Mrs. Townsend, who usually fell asleep in the back corner of the room. The woman was somewhere in her 80s and probably wasn't the best choice to be taking care of two energetic little girls.
I have to write a paper on my favorite animal, Abigail said.
Lacey made a show of looking at the page. And it's a donkey?
That's not what that says.
Willow, Abigail's younger sister, said. It says, whoa. Lacey held up a hand.
I can read, but let's not say that word out loud, okay? Why don't you two take that book to a table and look at it quietly? She suggested.
The little girls got up, the older one lugging the large book with both hands. Lacey watched them for a moment and then turned and headed back to her counter. She walked more slowly as she stared at the back of a man waiting for her. He wore dark jeans and a fitted black t-shirt that hugged muscles she didn't even have a name for. There was probably an anatomy book here that did. She wouldn't mind locating it and taking her time labeling each muscle, one by one. She'd seen the man before at the local cafe, she realized, but never in here. And every time he'd walked into the cafe, she'd noticed him. He, of course, had never noticed her. He was too gorgeous and cool. There was also the fact that Lacey usually sat in the back corner reading a book or people watching from behind her coffee cup. What is he doing here? The man shifted as he leaned against her counter, his messenger bag swinging softly at his lower hip. Then he glanced over his shoulder and met her gaze. He had blue crystalline eyes, inky black hair, and a heart-stopping smile that made her look away shyly, a nervous remnant of her high school years when the cool kids like him had picked on her because of the heavy back brace she wore. The brace was gone. No one was going to laugh at her anymore. And, even if they did, she was confident enough not to find the closest closet to cry in these days.
Hey, he said, are you Lacey Shaw, the librarian here?
She forced her feet to keep walking forward.
I am, and you are?
He turned and held out a hand.
Paris.
He suspended his hand in midair, waiting for her to take it. When she hesitated, his gaze flicked from her face to her hand, and then back again. She blinked, collected herself, and took his hand.
Nice to meet you. I'm Lacey Shaw.
Paris's dark brows dipped farther.
Right, she giggled nervously. You didn't need me to introduce myself. You just asked if that's who I was. Do you, need help with something?
Finding a book, maybe? I'm actually here for the class, he said.
The computer skills class? She walked around the counter to stand behind her computer. The course instructor hasn't arrived yet. She looked at the Apple Watch on her wrist.
It's still a little early, though. You're not late until you're less than 5 minutes early. That's what my mom always says.
Lacey had been wanting to offer a computer skills class here for months. There was a room full of laptops in the back, just begging for people to use them. She'd gotten the computer skills teacher's name from one of her regular patrons here, and she'd practically begged Mr. Montgomery over the phone to take the job. The class runs from today to next Thursday. It's aimed toward people 65 and over, she told the man standing across from her, briefly meeting his eyes and then looking away. But you're welcome to attend, of course. Although she doubted he'd fit in, he appeared to be in his early 30s, wore dark clothes, and looked like his idea of fun might be adding a tattoo to the impressive collection on his arms. Paris cleared his throat. Unless I'm mistaken, I am the instructor, he said. Paris Montgomery, at your service. Oh. She gave him another assessing look. She'd been expecting someone different. Alice Hampton had been the one to recommend Paris. She was a sweet old lady who had sung the praises of the man who'd rented the room above her garage last year. Lacey never would have envisioned the likes of this man staying with Mrs. Hampton. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for agreeing to offer some of your time to our senior citizens. A lot of them have expressed excitement over the class. Paris gave a cursory glance around the room.
It's no problem. I'm self-employed, and as I told you on the phone, I had time between projects.
You're a graphic designer, right? She asked, remembering what Alice had told her. You created the designs for the Sweetwater Bed and Breakfast.
Guilty. And for a few other businesses in Sweetwater Springs.
Lacey remembered how much she'd loved the designs when she'd seen them. I've been thinking about getting something done for the library, she found herself saying.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk it over with you when you're ready. I'm sure we can come up with something simple yet classy. Modern, inviting.
Inviting, yes, she agreed in a spurt of enthusiasm, before quickly feeling embarrassed. But that was her whole goal for the library this year. She wanted the community to love coming in as much as she did. As a child growing up, the library had been her haven, especially during those years of being bullied. The smell of books had come to mean freedom to her. The sound of pages turning was music to her ears.
Well, I guess I better go set up for class. Paris angled his body toward the computer room. 5 minutes early is bordering on late, right? He asked, repeating her words and making her smile.
He was cool, gorgeous, and charming. A dangerous combination.
Paris still wasn't sure why he'd agreed to this proposition. It paid very little, and he doubted it would help with his graphic design business. The librarian had been so insistent on the phone that it had been hard to say no to her. Was that the same woman who'd blushed and had a hard time making eye contact with him just now? She looked familiar, but he wasn't sure where or when they'd ever crossed paths. He walked into the computer room in the back of the library and looked around at the laptop set up. How hard could it be to teach a group of older adults to turn on a computer, utilize the search engine, or set up an email account? It was only 2 weeks. He could handle that.
You're the teacher? A man's voice asked behind him.
Paris whirled to face him. The older man wore a ball cap and a plaid button-down shirt. In a way, he looked familiar.
Yes, sir. Are you here for the class?
The man frowned.
Why else would I ask if you were the teacher?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?